Welcome to another episode of The Hitler and the Jew. In a short while, you will gasp in awe at the sheer brilliance of these two podcasters. But before you can sit and stare and gawp at the sheer genius of these two, a short musical interlude.
Hello and welcome to the potential
22nd episode,
recorded in the same day as the 21st episode.
Really, in the same room.
In the same room.
In the same 12-hour period.
Yeah. I mean...
Actually, it is the same 12-hour... It's encroaching on the end of that 12-hour period.
Yes.
Encroaching my pocket watch.
Well, we started at like 12:15 or something.
Yeah. So it's encroaching.
Encroaching. Anyway, so the Jews dropped off his girlfriend, who I happen to live very close by. She's in like Idaho, so it's really close to Florida. So he stopped by. Really strange. He rings the doorbell. I come down to see who's there, and I see it's him. And for a second, I think I'm seeing a mirage of some sort.
You freaked out earlier.
Yeah.
They just like, go around to the garage.
So I thought the garage door was open because I can't open the front door. I don't do front doors. Because I don't go out or come in by front doors. So he told me to come around the garage, but the garage door was closed. And I realized that after going into the garage. So I go in to stare out to see when he's coming. And instead of coming from the side he should have come, he materializes on the other end.
I was already there. I was there for like 5 minutes before he showed up.
And says, hello, like really close. And I just get a heart attack.
He's right there. I thought he could see me. So he's like, come around back.
And then I rushed upstairs to wear a shirt, because I was just wearing a vest, undershirt, whatever you want to call
vest.
That.
See my vest?
Made from real gorilla's chest. Yes, we all know this.
There albino African indigenous
rights. Anyway, I let him in my porch.
That's the second time I've done that on this show, just so you know.
I let him in my porch in complete consternation.
He's like, what?
Yeah,
what are you doing here?
It's like... Right now, it's 5 to 11.
I'm like, you live next to my girlfriend, get used to impromptu visits late at night.
Well, if you aren't going to impromptu visit, don't ring the doorbell. Jesus, what's wrong with you, gods?
I think your parents would be okay with it. I knew all the lights were on.
What you do is, don't tell anyone, and just come in the back.
Just come in?
Yeah.
And be like, for gosh.
And come to my room.
your parents see me?
They won't see you because they live downstairs. That's
what it's going to be really weird. I'm going to have to try this.
It'll be
like,
funny.
I was on the phone with him earlier. I can't do it late at night, though. I can't do it midnight.
No.
Well, I have to be home by midnight. As soon as I turn 18 now, I'm not going to get
I
home.
I better look out. We're late night visits from the Jew. Who knows of what rapacity they might be.
Ew.
Anyway.
Not what again.
Was oh, call me. Actually, before you show up.
Oh, my cell phone's at home, that's why.
So I can open the porch. Well,
otherwise I wouldn't.
No, the problem with the porch is it has, like, the patio
sliding
door.
It
has this little wooden thing.
Yeah, I know.
So I'll have to remove that, throw it away, burn it.
Yeah, so I can just show up whenever.
You can't see me, but I'm flicking my eyes from side to side.
That would be amazing if you should move downstairs.
Why?
I could have come in through your window.
Dude, that would have been so freaky.
I would have done it, too.
Yeah, I know you would have.
It'd be like, yes, it's online.
It would have been so scary.
I can do Windows.
I don't do Windows. Well...
You wonder why.
In England, I used to sneak out through the kitchen door.
Come close to the mic.
In England, I used to sneak out through the kitchen door.
Can you guys hear him?
And
turn
the garage roof. Since I didn't actually want to go anywhere in case my
parents... I'll amplify it.
Anyway, okay, so my friends used to come over, like, three of them usually, and since I didn't want to go anywhere unless my parents find out, I used to bring some snacks and some blankets and climb on top of my garage using my garage bins thing, which were huge, and so we climbed up, and one of my friends were drunk, okay, incredibly drunk. I don't know why he was so drunk.
He fell off the roof?
Well, not quite. Okay, so you have the garage roof, and you have the car, right?
Yeah.
And
film the car?
He was climbing down, climbing off, but since he was so drunk, his grip just loosened, and so he fell. he hit the car. He bounced off the car. He hit the pavement and he rolled like 12 paces. It was incredibly funny. I had to stop him from cracking up incredibly loudly.
That's really funny.
I used garages, personally. I'm not a window person, as you may have noticed. Oh, yeah, and Coke. I definitely am Hindu, and I am Indian, which is why I look kind of Asian, because on the episode... Oh, I did listen to your episode, by the way.
Oh, and by also, if, they probably don't listen anymore.
No, but if Kevin you do, can tell them. If you do, I still think ours is better.
But the movie, Harold and Kumar?
Yeah, I'm downloading that. I'm buying that with real money right now,
actually.
That's
a good movie. I bought it with real money, too. It's really funny. So, yeah, we're kind of like them, except for I'm not Asian.
Well, I am. Is Harold Asian?
Kumar is Indian.
Yeah, no. Is Harold?
Harold's Asian. Like well, he, obviously, he's like Chinese or something.
All right.
That kind of Asian.
Well, you're Jewish, so you're like...
Middle Eastern.
Middle Eastern Asian.
Yeah, I look Middle Eastern.
I watched Ben-Hur today.
Oh, no, that's such a great movie. I've got, I think, more German.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, I've got Ben-Hur blood in me. That'd be so cool if you're a descendant of Ben-Hur.
Sure.
My mom thinks that Ben is his middle name and Hur is his last name.
What's his first name?
Judah. But his last name is Ben-Hur.
I don't remember.
You haven't seen the movie?
I have, a long time ago. It had lepers in it, right?
Yeah, but it's such
a... It was a depressing movie.
No, dude, watch it.
It had Jesus in it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It really is a very...
It's depressing.
It is
Jesus dies.
It's a fantastic
it's so
movie. It's an incredibly
good... Wanted him
good.
To live.
It won... Oh, guns. Like, you didn't know what was coming.
But he's on the cross, and there's like...
Mommy, I didn't realize Jesus was going to die!
Crown of thorns, and he's like all bloody, and they like nail him. It's just too graphic for me. I like very peaceful, non-graphic religious scenes.
Oh, God. Yeah, I bet you enjoyed Passion of the Christ.
I haven't seen it. I'm not planning on it.
I want to see it.
Too graphic.
I love gore. It's like, all the video games I've ever played usually involve gore.
Tasteless.
No, it's not tasteless. I just like mindless
fighting
blood.
Death.
I still don't understand how we're friends.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing we actually have in common is we were in bio together. And I somehow... No, okay, let's see. Let's examine this, because we have nothing
else
to talk
about. Wait, there's something important I wanted to say.
No, there isn't.
Yeah,
but
right.
Go on.
Go ahead. That's okay.
No, go on. I
don't remember. I don't remember. Go ahead.
Take advantage of me being actually nice for this day.
Yeah.
Savor the moment and go
oh,
on.
Oh, you guys, isn't he nice today? He's been really good.
Savor the
props.
Moment and
props,
go on.
Man, props.
What props?
Props. It's like, props. I'm giving you props.
What props are you giving me?
Props. It's like, it's a turn of phrase.
What, like kudos?
Yeah, kudos.
Now, my favorite usage of that phrase is, you know when Mr. Burns wants to be loved?
Oh, what time is it? Okay.
You know when Mr. Burns wants to be loved?
I think so, sure.
That episode. And he gives Homer this huge check to give to the Springfield Hospital.
Yeah.
And so he goes there and he goes, where are my kudos? I just love that. That's just hilarious to me. Anyway, what
well,
were
there's
you
a Will and Grace where she's like, kudos. And he's like, thanks. He's like, no, there's a box of kudos right there. He's like, you want one? No.
Not as funny.
It's funny. Will and Grace is a funny show.
Not as good as Simpsons.
Yeah. Family Guy. Not as good as Family Guy. I'll give you that.
Not as good as Aqua Teen.
So as you can see, the impromptu show, Stream of Consciousness, is not as good.
Or let me talk.
Go ahead.
So, Stream of Consciousness is amazing. Okay, let's examine the origins of the Hindu and the Jew. We both had bio. I, of course, traveling the several thousand miles necessary to reach Maryland from California.
Daily.
Daily.
Every other day, because it's flex scheduling.
Yeah. And,
I don't live in Maryland.
Yeah, you do.
I live in Fairfax, Virginia.
No, shh. Fairfax, Virginia, Maryland.
Oh.
And we somehow ended up
Fairfax.
In this...
I live in Fairfax City in Virginia County in Maryland.
Yes.
In California.
Yeah. No, you don't live in California, you live in Maryland.
Oh, I'm sorry, I got
yeah,
confused there.
Be. Exactly. I live in California. Anyway, so I somehow ended up in his lab group.
No, you ended up next to me.
No, I wasn't next to you on the first day.
Oh,
I remember that. I remember where I sit every first day. I don't know why, it's really strange. But
the first time I sat next to you was when the less annoying of the TNs sat somewhere else. And I said, can I sit there? Because we had gotten slightly friendly by then.
I gave him, like, a Groovely CD.
Yeah. This is right. That's actually how the first time we had any sort of general conversation, not regarding biology.
Do you want this in your room?
No. Any sort of conversation, not regarding biology. He gave me a Groovely CD, and I took it.
Actually, it wasn't a full CD.
No, it wasn't a full CD. It was a compilation. I thought he wanted it back, so the next day I come, and I call him by the wrong name, mind you.
Yeah, what did you call
him? I called you George. I called him George, and I said, thanks for the CD, and he told me I could keep it. And I was like, whoa, this dude's nice. Yeah. He might be able to be a friend of mine.
Like he's worthy. I made the first step in the vigorous.
Yeah. This is how I work. This is how I work. Okay, when I first go anywhere, people are amazed at the novelty of me, because they've never met... No, seriously, so I'll have, like, millions of friends at the start.
I've known Hindus.
They'll get annoyed by me, and they'll all drift away. And there are those precious few remaining. I don't have that many friends, but all the friends I do have are really good friends. And I call them, they passed through the fires of cleansing.
The Prakash Gauntlet.
Yeah, they've come through, and thus they are my good friends.
They defeated the gauntlet.
That's how I work. No, you've passed through the fires.
Gauntlet.
The fires. Gauntlet. Dude, it's my story, I'll use my imagery. Gauntlet, please. You're godforsaken.
There was that TV show, remember, with robots and they'd go through the gauntlet? Did you ever see that?
What? Like Robot Wars?
No, that was a good show though.
No, it wasn't. It was disgusting.
It became bad. It was good for a while.
Alright. Like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. The original series was amazing.
I never watched Power Rangers.
Dude, the original series was fantastic.
I never saw them. I just remember thinking they had awful effects.
Then it just got bad. No, the funniest thing about Power Rangers is, since you can't see their mouths move, everything they say, they equate with the gesture of head.
So it's hands.
Or hands. We must go at five.
You can't see him, but he's like...
Yeah, I'm jerking everywhere like I'm spastic or something.
Yeah.
No offense to any spastic people if you're listening to us. We love you, really.
Okay,
we don't want to be like you.
This is important, because we're supposed to add this to the last show, but we didn't. Okay, Kevin Schweitzer from KevinSchweitzer.com
actually
does
have a podcast. The Jew lied to me.
That's wrong. Oh, and they'll never let me forget it.
No, I won't. Oh, yeah.
So, anyways, it's called We Got the Beat. And they play that. You know the song We Got the Beat? They play the Kid Bob's version of it so that they...
I don't know.
They think
the song,
they're beating copyright.
So I don't
know. It's really funny. It's funny because they're not allowed to. And so, anyways, it's a really good podcast. I'd check it out.
Okay.
It's very similar to ours, except where they bleep out words.
Okay.
I bleep out names. I use their podcast, their most recent one, to get the bleep that I used in our last show.
Couldn't you just have, like,
muted it?
The mini Jew? No, the mini Jew going bleep. And just like that would have been funnier.
I'll do that from now on.
Yeah, that'd be good.
So much to remind
me. I had something to say, but I can't remember. Oh, yeah.
It's called We Got the Beat. It's just www.wegotthebeat.com. Or search it. Or go to our website, actually. It linked from our website, because that way I know it's the right URL.
Okay, so yesterday I was playing my electric and my amp, and I just detected a certain fuzziness, which the Jew also detected. So today, I took my amp to Guitar Center, and apparently the reason that
is... No, they're not sponsors.
Is because... No, they're not. But it is a good store.
Yeah, they helped me out with my keyboard.
Anyway, yeah, you're incredibly
too
valuable.
Keyboard. It's a $150 keyboard.
Yeah.
Because it's also a MIDI mixer.
Ah, I see. Of course, that makes
sense. If anyone wants to buy a MIDI man, I forget the name. It's $150. It's the one that's two octaves, but you can switch octaves really easily. It's really cool. It's got 8 channels of MIDI control.
Nice.
And it can have a foot pedal.
Nice. Anyway, what was that? Oh, yeah. So I took my app and my cable, which the Jew lent me. Which is kind of... I should buy it off of you.
Gave you.
Oh, wait, you gave it to me? Oh, then I don't need to buy it off of you then. Anyway.
Think first week. Wait, real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
Sorry, it's something.
Yeah, I told you. You can savor it today.
Okay.
Savor it.
Gas prices.
Oh, there.
Do you mind talking about them?
No, go ahead.
Okay, because
just remind me about my story later on.
Okay, Guitar Center story.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay, last night I was driving home from Prakash's or the Hindu.
Who's Prakash?
I'm so bad at this today. Yeah, that's some weird kid from Fairfax. I'm talking about the Hindu from California. So, or Florida, sorry. Okay, so anyways, yeah, I was driving back from his house, and gas was $2.69 at both.
Was one there?
Exxon.
Yeah,
right here.
Why is it here?
Because we'll bring it in when we're done.
Okay.
And okay, so price at Shell and Exxon was both $2.69. Then this morning when I went out, it was $2.69. When I came back, it was $2.81. Oh no, this morning when I went out, it was $2.81 at both Shell and Exxon. When I came back, Shell was still $2.81, Exxon was $2.91. And people were still going there. Then this evening, I was coming back, $3.09 at Exxon.
That's ridiculous.
$2.81 at Shell.
That's so strange.
Still $2.81 at Shell. And so then, tonight when I came to your house again, it was $2.96, $2.98 at Shell. And $3.09
so
Exxon still.
So, the lesson of this is never go to Shell.
No, never go to Exxon.
Oh, never go to Exxon. Sorry, I wasn't actually paying attention.
Also, check out GasBuddy.com. I was trying to use it today. Their servers are busy, so
what
apparently
is?
A lot of people are going there. It gives you the cheapest gas price in your area.
Oh,
you
nice.
Search by zip code and it tells you the cheapest place to buy gas. But since so many people found out about it, you can't really use it because their servers are busy.
Anyway, I was gonna
so 9 oil refineries were down, and that's why it's on it. Sorry, Guitar Center story.
Yeah, and I have another story after that.
Okay.
Say George Bush to me after I'm done with
okay.
this. Okay. Anyway, so I took my amp and cable to Guitar Center.
George Bush. Sorry.
And I asked the dude what was wrong with it. So the dude takes on this, oh my god, this beautiful Gibson, this absolutely lovely Gibson Les Paul. And he takes it down and he plays it on my amp with it. It's an honor to me. I mean, I have that kind of Gibson Les Paul played on my amp. But he played it, and he said he can find anything wrong with it. And I pointed out the fuzz, and he said, well, you have a really bad amp. What kind of guitar do you play? I said, Squire Strat. Oh, well, Squires aren't good. So basically, you have the beginner package, and you need to upgrade before you can make any real music. Well, he didn't really say that, but you could see he wanted to, and I was incredibly annoyed. But
what did he say?
Like something like, oh, you have... basically beginner stuff, you need to get a bigger amp and a better guitar if you really want to make good sounds.
Make good sounds.
Make
it sounded
sounds.
Better than before.
Yeah, I know. I don't know what's going on.
It sounds like there's something vibrating.
It's really
in
strange
it.
With this musician stuff. I should really just turn it in and get an upgrade at some point.
Can
not
you return
so
it?
I can give it in for credit.
How much credit?
I think they give me half of what I paid for it.
Oh, but I'd wait to do that later.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to.
If any donations come, half of it's going to
either
a new amp or a Les Paul.
Yeah, that'd be good.
But we're not going to get any donations.
Well, if we asked, unlike you, who didn't want to ask, but... Okay, George Bush.
But there's no way to send it. Okay, if you're going to send us a dollar, we'll give you our email. You can basically... Okay, this is it. You can buy our address.
Oh, God.
For a dollar.
So if you want to kill us, it'll cost you nothing more than a dollar.
You can buy my address for a dollar.
Yeah, you can buy.
My parents don't care, I don't think. Actually, I don't know.
They'll
I'll ask them.
Oh,
they won't be happy
one less
about it.
Child.
But if you just
doesn't
send,
really
it,
matter.
Send an envelope, unmarked bills.
Unmarked $1 bills.
Oh, please feel free to pay more for our
addresses. Yes, that's true.
If you're going to kill us, I think it might cost you a little more.
Like something like $1,000 would be fine.
Actually, I'm giving Kevin our address for free.
Why? Oh, yeah, he has to send the postcard. That's so cool.
But I trust him. He has a podcast.
I wouldn't trust him. We have a podcast as well. Anyway.
But people are giving us addresses.
Yeah, but they don't know we're untrustworthy.
George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush. So I was reading The Onion today.
Put things back in this car.
I just got cable. So I was reading The Onion because I'm supposed to keep up with the news.
So that's the way to do it.
Yeah, that really is. You know about the story about this woman whose son died in Iraq and she sticked Cindy Sheehan or whatever.
Yeah, I was watching on The Daily Show last night.
So,
did you read George Bush's quote?
Yeah, that's so funny.
Say it.
No, wait, let's find it. Let's find the exact quote.
Okay, we're going to pause the show.
No, we're not.
We're not going to pause the show.
No, we're not. We're going to have it on.
Okay.
And we're going to go to The Onion.
Sorry about this, guys.
And we're going to read it quick because I probably can't say some of the words in it.
Just like the president.
Why don't I have access?
Okay, so I heard a really funny Bush quote the other day.
What was it?
I'm trying to remember. It was on the PK and J show.
I don't understand why it's not letting me go on
putting
the Onion.
Food on the family.
It won't let me go on The Onion.
It's a classic quote.
It's saying forbidden on this server.
Are you serious?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I went on it today.
Okay. So he said put food on the family. Yeah, like glued on the table for the family. Okay. I'm bombing.
Yeah, you are. Just give me a sec. Let me figure out what's going on.
Let me pause it.
Okay, wait. No, wait, wait.
It's like you do when there's nothing going on. I remember the code a little.
Okay, this is not working, but just read the headline. This is the headline on The Onion.
Bush vacation ruined by stupid dead soldier.
So basically what happens in this story is he went to relax it wherever he relaxes, him being Bush, no one cares.
Oh, I gotta get going.
And sure, we'll wrap this up in a moment.
Okay, sorry.
And the woman, Cindy Sheehan,
is basically, she's been protesting outside of his ranch in Texas.
For a long time.
For like, he's got a 5-week vacation.
Yeah.
She's been there the whole time.
Yeah.
Protesting, trying to get in a meeting with him, talk to him.
And he's been like, if that kid had the sense not to go to Iraq and get his head blown open, then I could have enjoyed my vacation.
He said that?
Yeah, read the article. It says something like that, and it's entirely amusing.
I do remember I was watching it on The Daily Show last night, and he was talking about how he needs to stop, he needs to move on with his life.
Oh.
The president, he's not worried about the soldier and move on with his life.
Yeah, I know. They said something about him there as well.
He's awful.
He is.
I can't believe my father voted for him.
What?
I know.
That's
no
ridiculous.
Kidding.
Your father's a doctor. He's supposed to be intelligent.
He's also supposed to... He's Jewish, so he's also supposed to hoard his money.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, man. I know. But most Jews are good.
Most Jews.
Those
who did your mom vote
you
for?
Carrie.
Good.
My mom is like, all her friends are really liberal.
Nice.
Like, one of her friends, like, she had leg surgery, and so she needed another car to drive. She couldn't drive a manual. Because she couldn't push the clutch with the leg. And so she was going to borrow a friend's car, which was the same as hers, except her automatic, which she wouldn't, because it had a Bush bumper sticker. And she's like, no way.
You didn't see, but he did the sort of head flick thing.
No way.
Really sensual.
Yeah, anyway, so I guess we're done. This has actually not been a bad episode.
Yeah, I think this is right up there with episode... Oh, I took down episode 4 from our feed.
It's huge.
It's now hosted by R Media.
All right.
All those R Media shows, you guys, I'm really sorry. They're really weird to download.
Since you took 4 off, put 11 on the feed.
I'll try to. I did it because there's no space. That's
all right.
11's pretty big, too.
Yeah, but it's not as big as 4.
Yeah.
Because 4 is an hour and stuff.
I'll see what I can do.
Okay, yeah. Good stuff, man.
I'll give a shot.
Anyway, yeah, so email us.
Whoops.
I mean, look at us. In our creativity and wish to give you enjoyment, it is past 11 in the night, and we have done 2 podcasts in the same day.
How good is that?
What other podcast can claim to do 2 podcasts in one day?
Actually,
and
excellent.
Sure.
He doesn't listen to any podcasts.
I'm trying to plug us.
Oh,
well, I heard
rule, of course.
I heard one episode of Coke, and I had...
Okay. Lock all the doors.
Yeah,
turn off the lights.
Yeah.
David?
I'm about to leave.
Later. No, you can stay.
My parents call me back in 10 minutes.
Why do you need to have, like, take from the hall?
We're recording.
I know, but take from the hall.
We will. Okay, Chas.
She needs to.
Okay.
David, later.
Good night.
Turn off all the lights.
Yes, yeah, I will. I don't understand why parents don't understand that I need to be alone.
Wait, let's wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. So email us. Oh, yeah, I don't listen to... I heard 1 episode of Coke and 1 episode... 2 episodes... 3 episodes of Don and Drew.
They're amazing.
No, they're not.
Yeah, they are. They're my pod parents.
Pod parents. Oh, my God. Anyway.
They spawned our show.
So I spawned our show.
What are you doing?
You
but
just
let's not get into that.
You just thought, oh.
I just thought that we should have.
Prakash. Who's Prakash? The Hindu. Hey, can you move that off my book? Because it's getting crumpled. The Hindu, you want to do a podcast? Yeah, sure, man. Why not? Even though we're doing bio now and we should really be concentrating on that. Cool.
I got an A in bio for the year.
Yeah, so did I, but I got a higher A than you did.
Yeah, but I don't care. I got 4.0 for the year because of that extra 0.5 added.
For what?
For the year.
Oh, as your average. You're so incredibly lucky.
I'm so incredibly smart.
Yeah, right. Look at the subjects you took compared to the subjects. I have to calculate what my GPA is, my weighted GPA.
But just to let you know, all B pluses. Okay, so I know this show's going to wrap up soon. But all B pluses in Virginia are A's in Maryland.
I'm not going to go to Maryland.
A 90 is an A, so I'd have a 4.0 unweighted in Virginia, in Maryland. But also, they give you 1 point weight for honors and 1 point weight for APs.
What do you mean?
You know how we get the 0.5?
Yeah.
They get 1 point. And they get it for honors.
Maryland have it easy. What's going on?
Yeah, so like all their weighted GPAs are like 4.5. Even though they get like B. They get like 90s.
I don't like
and
Maryland.
And they take honors classes and no APs.
A friend of mine lives in Maryland. I don't like her anymore. But she doesn't listen to the show, so it doesn't matter. Yeah, I don't actually tell my friends to listen to the show because I want
to
keep some sort of cred. For myself.
Cred.
Street cred.
Street cred.
Yeah.
Okay.
Among them.
We're going to wrap this up. Email us at thejewinhindu@gmail.com.
And if you want to email Mini Jew because you think he's hot.
theminijew@gmail.com.
Yeah, but you don't. You just think I am, don't you? Yeah. I'm not talking to you, by the way. I'm talking to the listeners.
That's
audience.
Right. He's talking to you.
Yeah, so call our comment line. 1-206-988-HNJ, 1-206-666-DAK2,
1-3252.
1-206-202-PRAK, which is what?
And
7725.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'd love another audio time.
Yeah.
Like,
and this time, leave it on mine. Leave it on the 1-206-202-PRAK, because I've never gotten a voicemail on that except from this Jew.
Verizon, AT&T, mobile, Singular.
Yeah.
All those.
It's all free.
Free long distance.
Absolutely free.
We don't care if it's poor quality. Show's poor quality. No, I'm just joking. Our show's amazing.
You know what my opinion is of what you make in derogatory
I'm
statements.
I'm sorry. I'm just like that sometimes. Okay.
So let's see who's saying hi.
Talk to you later. Talk to you guys later. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace out.
See ya. Led.
Churches.
A duck.
Ducks.